The Gemara on Daf Chaf Hei Amid Beis continues to try to find sources for where we learn out Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. So just one more nekuda on what we were talking about last time in the discussion of how to apply the klal of Osik B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. We mentioned Shitas Rashi and explained it according to the opinion of the Ran. Shitas HaTosfos is actually, even though it seems on the surface easier to understand, but once you just scratch a layer beneath it, you realize it's actually very difficult to understand, because Tosfos' whole thesis was, if it's efshar l'kayim shneim, then you have to try to do both. Only when it's impossible to actually do both mitzvos, then you're going to be putter from the second mitzvah. So the question then becomes, wait a second, we already have a klal in the Torah that teaches us this rule. That klal is called onus rachmana patre, which means that when I'm in a situation and it's impossible to do something, so the Torah doesn't hold me responsible for that. We don't say that a person has to be able to do the superhuman, lo nitna Torah l'malachei asharis. So why on earth does there need to be a klal, osek b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah? If we're going to say onus rachmana patre, that when it's impossible to do both, So then, memela, I'm going to be putter from doing the second thing, since I'm not superhuman. So what am I adding by understanding the klal of osik b'mitzvah, putter min ha-mitzvah, that when I'm doing mitzvah A, I am putter from mitzvah B? So this is the lashon of the Ritva, who asks this kasha. So he says, v'kevan de lo mifter ela ba'odo osik b'mitzvah zu, lamali kra. Why do I even need a pasuk to teach me if I'm only going to be putter from the second mitzvah when I'm still doing the first one? Pshita, lama yaniach mitzvah zu mipnei mitzvah acheres. It's obvious. Why would I abandon one mitzvah in order to do a second mitzvah? V'yesh lomar, says the Ritva, gives an answer. Taha kamash melanda, afilu bo'i lahaniach mitzvah zu, lasos mitzvah acheres, kidola heimena. He gives two important words. He says, if I want to leave aside one mitzvah to do a second mitzvah which is greater than it, meaning, let's say the second mitzvah is more important than the first mitzvah. Ein harishus biyado. I don't have the right to do it. And this is what the Gemara is quoting as to what the source is for osik mitzvah, patur mitzvah. We learn it out from first what we assumed were those who were carrying the atzmas yosik. Then we thought maybe it was Mishael and El Tzafan. But in the end, we realized it was just those who found a mace mitzvah. But either way, we would have thought that you should not get involved in this mace mitzvah or in carrying the bones of Yosef, etc., if you know you're going to miss out on a mitzvah saseh sheyesh bo kares. Kamash malan, even a mitzvah saseh sheyesh bo kares, like bringing the Korban Pesach, still patters you from, because of osik mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. So that's what the Ritva says we're learning out over here, that even though the second mitzvah is going to be bigger than the first, you have no right to stop doing the first mitzvah in order to accomplish the second. And what's the reason for this? Because he says that the second mitzvah compared to the first mitzvah, he says, he etzlo achshav kidvar shel rishus. This is considered like a non-mitzvah compared to the first one. You're not allowed to set aside the mitzvah that you're actually doing in favor of something which is a rishus. And the second answer that the Ritva gives is that even if you have a mitzvah that's zmano kavua, like the Korban Pesach, or let's say just for argument's sake, you're going to miss the zman to daven mincha if you help your parents with what they asked you to do, or if you get involved in a particular chesed, you know you're going to miss mincha, and you know mincha is coming, so maybe you'll say, no, I'm not going to do this mitzvah right now because I want to actually daven mincha with a minyan or something like that. So you're not allowed to do that, or you're not chayef to, certainly not chayef to do that. You do the mitzvah that's in front of you right now, and you don't worry about the mitzvah whose man is coming. So either way, says the Ritva, even if you hold that you have to try to fulfill both, there still is the chiddush of osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Number one, that even if the second mitzvah is more important. Number two, even if the second mitzvah is vaday going to come, you don't avoid the first mitzvah in order to do the second one. One other thing that we see clearly from this Ritva is that the second mitzvah is viewed as a rishus. That teaches you the concept of chutra, that we view the second mitzvah as completely pushed aside by the first mitzvah, to the point that it's as if it almost doesn't even exist. So many try to explain the machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos as a machlokas of Hutra versus Dechuya. You can look at Mechilas Yaakov over here, he says this over. But it's very hard to say that, because the Ritva is of the opinion, similar to Tosfos, that you have to try to fulfill both, but he still views the second mitzvah as if it's not there. It's considered like a dvar rishus, and therefore it's hard to explain the machlokas that Rashi, who holds you don't have to try to accomplish both, holds that the second mitzvah is completely hutra, versus Tosos, who holds that you try to do both, holds that the second mitzvah is only dechuya. It's not really, doesn't really fly according to the way the Ritva learns it, because the Ritva holds you should try to do both mitzvos, and nevertheless, the second mitzvah is considered hutra, not dechuya.